Good evening and welcome to this special Christmas Eve service. Tonight we are going to celebrate the heart of Christmas, which is the story of Jesus' birth. Whether this is a tradition for you or this is your first time joining us, we're glad you're here. This is not a performance. This is not a concert. There's no need to clap. Tonight is a time for reflection, for joy, for hope as we remember that God's presence and promise is to be with us always. Tonight we are going to provide you the opportunity to take a few moments from our commitments, our deadlines, our hustle that we've all experienced the last few weeks. We're going to pause and ponder the significance of this night. To start the evening off, our choir is going to lead us all in two really well-known Christmas songs that you all probably know the words to. If you don't know the words to the songs, the first one is on page 249 in the songbooks in front of you. And the second one, you can put your finger in it. It is on page 265. So we are, as a congregation, going to sing those two songs. And then when we finish singing, you may have a seat and listen to a Christmas medley by the choir.
Advent is a season of waiting and wonder. For 4 weeks, we have prepared our hearts, remembering the promises of God, the coming of Christ. Each candle we lit throughout December symbolized the gifts Jesus brings. Hope in uncertainty, peace in chaos, joy in every season, and love that never ends. Tonight, as we gather to celebrate Christmas, we remember that Jesus is the light that entered the darkness, the gift of God's love made flesh. The birth of a child promised long ago has come. Emmanuel, God is with us. Advent reminds us not only of Christ's birth, but of his presence in our lives today and the hope of his return.
Dear God, we thank you tonight and always that you sent your Son for us as an atonement for our sins. Thank you that we can feel the love you shared with us and we can be a part of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while that they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
We're just going to give the Postma family a minute to get their mics ready, but I just wanted to just ask if you heard Janet reading the story of the birth in according to Luke. And despite Jesus being the Savior, his birth took place in very humble circumstances. And we have to remember that greatness is not tied to wealth, our status, or our comfort. Trust that God can use the smallest, least expected circumstances to fulfill his purpose. We have the Postma family, Isn't He?
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Thank you. Son of God is indeed. Mighty God, isn't he? Yes, you are beautiful. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
We're going to have the Reichman family next, and we're just going to give Robin and her children a minute to get ready. But as you listen to Janet read that account in Luke, when we think back about the shepherds, in that day they were considered humble and lowly in society. But God chose them to receive the first proclamation of the birth of Jesus. And it just shows to me how God delights in using for his glory the humble ones in society. Okay, enjoy the Reichman family.
Did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered, that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Prepare him. Life, it comes in just one day. We try to dream, but it's as if a play is written. And the scenes we see, they have such hope, and I believed. The stories told me late at night, in sleepy dark and sunless sky, be still. The truth it tucked me in, an ancient blanket over me. Mary, just believe. Close your eyes and see.
Sometimes I dream of what I want to be, strong and kind, a man of dignity. These hands, they hold such hope, but I am one in all the world, a spring, a shoot, my father's son. Can life be such a mystery? The stage is set, it seems, and yet no chance, no lot in life can fall to me beyond the steps I'm meant to take. At night, when all is still, I wake and wait. Life, it comes in just one day.
The heart, it holds the weight of time and span. Eternity stitched tight into each man, lays deep and sleeps within. But a moment changes everything. This day brings light and life inside. My instinct is to hide in unbelief. The God I love in skin and bone, the King, the heir of David's throne lives here. There is no fear in love.
We speak of trust and love, but the rumors, they get rough. They'll never understand. Mary, this isn't what we planned, and this isn't who I am. But a moment changes everything. And angels tread in vivid dreams, the truth that lives in cracks and seams of faulty men like me.
Shadows stretch behind the light. For so long there's been starless nights, and my own life, it counts for something, right, Joseph? Now timeless love, it dwells in fragile walls, and glory wraps in human arms and shawls. Here I am, Emmanuel, draw near.
No man can step up for another, not the bond of friend or brother, can give to God the price of life, and no payment can suffice the ransom of a soul cost dear, and I am just a captive here. I am, Emmanuel, draw near.
God with us. The promise blazes bright. What was hidden now alights my eyes to understand. Even poor and needy hands can touch the Son of Man.
Hope, it grows in bonds of love between those who hold on even when it seems too hard. Mercy lights the dayspring of the soul, and my whole heart it slows and knows the miracle for us. God gave himself, and I would name him Jesus.
Life, it comes in just one day, but a moment changes everything.
So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them.
If you were listening to that last reading in Luke, the thing that stood out to me in that passage was that Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. It tells me that she did not take this moment for granted. She appreciated the importance of the events that were taking place. And if you take treasure and ponder and take the Greek word for them, it means protection and remembrance. And that's what Mary did that night, and we can do the same tonight. We're going to enjoy music from Rachel and the group here tonight.
All right.
Sorry.
Belongs to Jesus' name.